some history here. So we got involved here with the city. The city, led by the mayor and council, people of vision, that this was actually supposed to be a subdivision, and they interceded. They got control of the land. We worked a deal. We acquired the land from the city because, again, they saw this as green space and relief, certainly storm relief for French Creek. And it took longer than we thought it was going to take here because of regulatory hurdles we had to clear with the Army Corps. But we finally got things up and moving here. We're real pleased. This side ultimately will hold about 1 million gallons of water here from runoff as it's coming into French Creek. So we'll capture that briefly, purify it, get it back into French Creek. That side, where we still have work going on, you can see with the mound, we moved about 30,000 cubic yards of soil up higher. We have a big stormwater detention filtration basin there, and that'll filter about 6 million gallons of water. And it's actually worked. I was here after all the big rains we had recently, and it worked. I don't think from councilman and mayor that there's been any more complaints here about people flooding. So we've done very well together. And other related things that we've worked here with the mayor and the city on is we did some additional work with some catch basins here off of Queen Anne's. So now that's not so much tied in exclusively to an old retention basin, which was holding, capturing water, which was part of the problem. So we got that, the mayor and his city engineer and his staff got all that freed up. We put some, the overflow then would dump into this park, which is a good thing. And we continue to do some other things here that are gonna help relieve a lot of the flooding and the issues here. So we're real pleased to have it. We have right now seeded in about 40 different varieties of wildflowers, wetland wildflowers, forbs. There's more to come. We have some dormant seeding probably coming in late fall, winter. We have, according to the wetland consultant, maybe several thousand woody plants still to be coming in here. We're waiting for some feedback from the Ohio EPA as to some other details they want worked out, but we'll be adding more woody vegetation. Each of these trees, I had that number here, when a tree matures out, we're going to be capturing somewhere in the range of about 40,000 pounds of carbon sequestration. So all of this not only is great for wetlands and a park, but we're starting here in Avon some major initiatives here as it goes to climate warming. So what we're capturing here, keeping this out of our development, is a wonderful thing for certainly the city, but for all the county and the entire state and the country, so to speak. So we have more trails to come in here. So again, our guys are currently finishing off that big mound. We have more trails coming around that side, about another quarter of a mile. We have a bridge that's gonna come in next year, crossing French Creek, so this will all get connected to the larger parking area. Again, working with the city, we're gonna connect these trails all the way over to Swartz Road Park. Long-term plan will be then we'll run those trails from here, find a way to get up to Miller Nature Preserve, and long-term the city is looking to make these trails connect all the way to their big complex up on 254. So that should be coming in the coming years. I noticed I had a lot of fun things here. Vegetation, filtering, and then to come too, we're getting a lot of requests already for benches and bike racks, but until we get things settled out with the rest of the vegetation, we're probably gonna hold back about another year before we start installing benches or selling sponsorship for benches if people want to dedicate that. So with that, I want to thank again everybody who came, and Mayor Jensen, please say a few great words.
I think for me this is a tribute but also a dedication to Maureen Train. I don't know if many of you know, but years ago when we looked at this piece of property, it was because it flooded and the neighborhood behind here flooded, and Maureen was fighting a battle with cancer, and she came in to a council meeting, and heartbreaking that she was going through what she was going through, and that the city had not done anything to try to prevent flooding in this area, not do anything to prevent it. So again, we went through a lawsuit. A judge, in not so many terms, was like, well, a developer has the right to develop this. if you're going to, you're going to have to buy it. And so with the help of council and with the help of the neighborhood here, and because of Maureen, we made it our mission that this area was not going to be developed, that this area was going to be developed in a manner that could help the residents behind you, but also something that would be a lasting tribute to her and her battle. And so with that mission in mind and council's approval, we were able to purchase this piece of property. The one thing we didn't have is the expertise of what to do with this piece of property. And so we met with Jim Zimnick and the Metro Parks, and again, this is a natural, you know, arm for them. This is what they do. This is what they specialize in. Again, I think the city does a lot of great things, but we're more specialized in sports parks, and the Metro Parks is specialized in what this is today. And so it's with gratitude, but also with memory of Maureen and what she meant to the city and the community in terms of her battle, that that there's sometimes that you just have to do the right thing, and at the end it works out. Took Jim a little longer on a lot of ways to get this, but it's here, and we're so appreciative of what it is. And I'm not an expert in most everything here, but the number of calls I've gotten from the people telling me the birds that are here, the migratory things that are going on here, is just amazing to me. And even surrounding neighbors and that will walk through here now, and just again are so grateful for what the city's done and for what the Metro Parks has put together for us. So I'm not going to say any more than thank you to the Metro Parks. Thank you for this partnership that we have together, but also thank you for council that has seen a vision that we all had in terms of trying to protect nature, but also to try to protect the community and do the right thing. So without that, I'll stand back and let you guys.
No, Councilman Moore, no, he was instrumental too, and he's actually, you're the chair of the city's tree commission.
Yeah.
So we've had discussions here. They're very interested, and we're looking forward to continue to talk together, consult together about the trees and the variety. These will all be native trees. So we welcome, again, it's another partnership relationship that we have here in the city of Avon. So please, Councilman.
I wasn't expecting to talk, so I'm just going to piggyback off of what the mayor said. I live right off here on Kensington, and this was kind of near and dear what inspired me to run for city council, having an active voice in the community about what we're doing here. The city did a survey, and one of the biggest things was parks and walking paths. So when the property got sold over to the Metro Parks, I was ecstatic, and I can't thank the Metro Parks enough in all the work. It's been a lot of work, but a lot of calls with Jim and I. I've gotten such positive feedback, and I'm so excited for this for our city, the residents, nearing all the communities that are close that want to drive here to have this natural area. So I'm not going to say too much. Just wanted to thank the Metro Parks again with the partnership, and really, really excited to see this take off and connect over all the way into the Miller Preserve.